97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. It's an honor to be with you this morning to bring our Be a Light broadcast to you. On behalf of Community Baptist Church, we want to thank you for tuning in with us. I hope you enjoyed our program that we did for you last week. We had one of our revival services, and we're going to actually do that again this morning. It's just such a great joy and such a great messages that were preached. So we'll play that for you in just a minute. Let me go ahead and introduce our first song, and then we'll have a word of prayer. First song is going to be When He Was on the Cross by the Florida Boys. But before we play that, I want to go to the Lord in word of prayer. Our kind of gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for all of your many blessings. I pray, Lord, that, Lord, someone might be touched, Lord, from the preaching this morning, the song service, God, whatever, God, that is done today, may it be done according to thy will, that someone might be touched, and if they're lost, God, that today will be the good day of salvation. Lord, I thank you, Lord, I thank you for letting us be able to come before the radio audience each and every Sunday morning with this program. God, may it be a light to someone. May it be a blessing. Lord, I ask all these things in your favor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let me go ahead and play this first song by the Florida Boys. When He Was on the Cross, I Was on His Mind.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bones. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. A look of love was on His face. The thorns were on His head. The blood was on that scarlet robe, and stained crimson red. Though His eyes were on the crowd that day, He looked ahead. I was on His mind.
He knew me, yet He loved me. He whose glory made the heavens shine.
Yet when He was on the cross,
May God bless the singing. Appreciate that good song this morning. I want to go ahead and cut into our preaching hour of another night of our revival services. So listen as Brother Alvin Burns brings the message once again this morning. May God bless it.
4,500 at Lot. And that's not counting everything, but the majors, the people that worship, 4,500 plus religions in the world. 4,500. And I say this, we got the best. Amen. We got the true religion. Amen. Holy undefiled, the Bible said, amen.
Amen.
We got Christ. Out of all the religions in the world, all the people that's put in it, then we serve the only risen Savior.
Amen.
In the world, in the universe, in time, from the beginning of first to the end of the last, we have the only living Savior. Amen. That paid the price at Calvary, that died at Calvary. Not for his sin, but for our. The scripture said, he that knew no sin, that he became sin. What does that mean? He became me. He became you.
Mm-hmm.
He became all that will come. And everybody, if I can say this tonight to make it sound right, I want it to sound right, I want it to be right. He paid for everybody's sin. If they'll come.
Amen.
And accept it. Amen. These wicked people, these people are. It's ungodliness and all this stuff. It ain't that Christ didn't provide a way for them. He did. And he paid for their sins also. The sins of the whole world had been paid for, but you have to come. Amen. It's a gift God has given us. Tonight, through redemption, through repentance, through the acknowledgement, amen, through him tonight, I'm so glad that I have that hope. And what does it mean? What does it mean? When you know, when you say, well, hey, I've been saved. I've been born again. I'm a true born again believer. I trust the Lord. All that is within my heart. And all that would be in my possession tonight. That will soon pass. All that's in your possession. All that you maybe you own or you have or you claim or you deeded to or the title in your name. All the possession tonight, even your children, your grandchildren that bears your name and bears your bloodline. I mean, it's just more than tangible things, or it's just more than material things tonight that we possess. But tonight, all that I possess in my heart and my life belongs to him because he gave it all. Amen. I thought about the rain. I thought about God's love and his mercy. It rains on the just, amen, and the unjust. Sure.
Right.
Amen, he does. He gives life every day. Friend, what does it mean? Over Romans chapter 8, verse 1 tells us this, that there is therefore now, hey, listen to what it says, now no condemnation to them which are in. See this, I'm going to use this water again. This water is in this bottle. And the Bible said that we're in Christ. He that is in Christ, there is no more condemnation. So we're in Christ tonight. Amen. We're not in condemnation any longer. We're not. I'm not going to give Brother Gene's arm a testimony. But I know where he got saved at. I've heard him tell it a lot of times. Or I know where the Lord began to deal with him at. In the garden, amen. You can be in an airplane. You can be, I tell you where else you can be. I don't want to go there, but you can be in the belly of a well. In the bottom, in the deepest part of the sea. Friend. Hey, listen to now. There's no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We all know what kind of world we live in. Y'all know how frustrating it is. I say not everybody's mad at everybody. It seems like road rage, that's what causes road rage, amen. You have to deal with that, I'm sure, in your life you have. Friend, you have to deal with people in line at Walmart that curse and swear and kick and all this stuff. Friend, them people don't have peace in their heart. Amen. They'll take it out on you. They will. They'll take it out on you. I mean, hey, listen tonight, because they don't care. They don't know no better. They don't do no better. There ain't nothing any better for them to do in their heart. Because they're still in commitments. Amen. These people, God forbid, but these people that went to the house of God and destroyed it when nobody was around. Amen. I pastored a church over there to Dakota, I got a call on Saturday morning. The preacher needed to come over here. We need to come over and see what's happened. I went over there. You know what they did? I don't know why, who done it. We never did find out. They egged it. I mean, talking about all mess. I said, boys, let's go get some buckets and some water hoses and clean this thing up. I said, the devil got mad about something, and we're going to make him madder because we're going to clean it up. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, that's what it is. But tonight, if we're in Jesus, we're in Him. The Bible said there's now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after Adam.
Right.
After the flesh. After the flesh. Think you so. That's Adam's nature. Yeah, that's the first man. Amen. You know what entered in the first man, Adam? You know what brought in? You know what he ushered in? You know what he let in? You know what he allowed in? That big word, sin.
Right.
Amen. That's what destroyed everything. There wasn't no death before then. Amen. God didn't put him in the Garden of Eden to die. He put him in the Garden of Eden to live.
Amen.
And when they sinned and they come short of the glory of God, he moved them out. Is that right?
Sure.
He moved them out. And then he put up a guard post. Amen. I love it. He put up a guard post to guard the tree of life so they can partake of it and live forever in their sin. Amen. Read the scripture, you'll find all that to be true. Tonight, God has redeemed us, not in our sins, but from our sins.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Oh, tonight that we wouldn't walk therein. That's what he said. Amen. That we would not walk therein. I love the scriptures. I love God. I love Him. Tonight, but I tell you what, you and I need to have a union with Christ. We need to have a bond. We have one with Christ.
Amen.
The world doesn't learn about that. They don't learn about that. There's many tonight that professes, but they don't possess.
Right.
You tell a man or woman possesses Christ. Not that they confess Christ, but that they possess Christ. You walk in it. Oh yeah, I get cross-faced as quick as anybody can. I can get frustrated, Brother Doug. I can get tempered up in my eyes. Amen. I can.
Yeah.
Friend, but listen tonight. I'm glad that He rules in my life. I'm glad that He rules in my heart. He Amen. Rules tonight. In a man or a woman that will walk before Him. I seen a woman the other day. What Brother Gerald with? Tonight. They knew it better than I did. I knew it from this year. Talked to her at the insurance company. Her grandfather was a fine preacher man. Her grandmother was a fine Christian woman. My name, God knows. I knew that. I talked to her before up there about church, and I talked about it. She told y'all where she went to church at. She told me where she went to church at. Did y'all see her little boy? Did y'all notice the little boy? She couldn't have picked him out as being a church boy. I know I'm going to step on some toes, and I know I'm going to rattle some cages. But this little boy probably wasn't much more than an early teenager, am I right? Probably 12, maybe 13. His mama told us where she went to church at, and she, She got saved under this man preaching back here at Bethlehem years ago. But here she said, I go to so-and-so, and I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to pick on nobody. Because it's poppy. And her son walked up to her. Y'all notice him? Now, I know this is going to be critical. I know if I was you, he had hair about right there and had an earring in his ear. I thought, my goodness, he's still a baby. Did y'all notice that? He's still a baby. What's mama going to do? What daddy doing? This little boy's life. I know people don't like that, but it's the truth. I know another situation. They brought me a problem. It ain't my problem, but they brought me a problem. So what would you do about it? We're in Christ. See, we're in Christ. If we get out of Christ, things happen.
Sure.
Yeah. If we walk away from Christ, things happen.
Yeah.
Then about 3 weeks ago, I was approached. I didn't ask. A very dear person in my life, in my family. They call me Pawpaw. So Pawpaw, and I don't talk to him at that time. The little girl. The girl left. Now, we're talking about in Christ or out of Christ, amen? When the girl's 11. Less than a month ago, Sunday school teacher, a teacher, come in with a brand new tattoo up her arm. Oh, my goodness. Is that a sign of being in Christ? Can we agree that it's not a sign of being in Christ? What is that a sign of? I know this is touch. And I know tonight you ain't got to agree with me. I'm not here for you to agree with me. Is that the sign of a Christian? Is that someone you'd want to teach in your 11-year-old? Huh? What are we going to do? I said, address it. Amen. Oh, you're a villain if you address it. Won't nobody like you if you address it.
Wow.
I said, honey, why do you think the world turned against Christ? Because he addressed it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I know that's... But hey, are we in Christ? Are we of Christ? Are we in Christ? Or are we just alone? I'm not alone for that. Amen. I want to work. I want to be a light. I want people to see. You can forget my name before I leave here tonight, but don't forget him.
Amen.
Ambassador,
brother,
all the apostles said, ambassador. He's representing somebody. He's
the
United States of America that I'm proud to be a citizen. Next to him, I'm still proud to be a citizen of the great United States of America. We have ambassadors all over the world representing the United States of America.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm just going to preach now, and I'm going to say this. Paul said he's the ambassador of Christ. Have you ever seen one of them underdressed?
Nope.
You won't be. Well, my opinion, they're representing the greatest country in the world.
Yeah.
Are we ambassadors for Christ? Lord, my opinion is we're representing the greatest Savior, the only Savior, the one and only of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
True.
Being in Christ.
Amen.
There's no more condemnation. And boy, this is going to get close. Now, hang on, buckle up. I believe you can use it as a buckler. Just buckle up now. Let him be your buckler. The Bible teaches that.
Yeah.
Amen. Hold on, buckle up. We fine Christian folk. Fine, careful folk. Singing in the choir. Preaching in the pulpit. sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
I'm going to ask you a question. You answer. I'm not going to answer for you.
We're ambassadors, amen?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen any of them underdressed?
I love them.
Why would we want to do this? Why would we? I'm going to tip my hat to you, lady. Pastor.
Church. I like to dress better. I'm pastor of church. I don't have that dress code. I'm being honest. If I was here, I'd say the same thing. Amen. I'm old school, Doug. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Man, thank you. And I know that's tough. Is it, are we in Christ? Are we representing Christ? Are we the ambassador of Christ?
Well, that he was. Are we him? Are we him?
Yeah.
What an example. And on the road to Damascus, he wasn't that kind of man.
Before the Lord Jesus spoke to him, he was not that kind of man.
Yeah. Sure.
He was well educated. He was well taught. But he was well taught of the wrong doctrine. Amen?
The Lord shook his cage.
Yeah.
He said, hey, what are you doing? Why are you kicking against me? What did he say?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Saul. You know what he called him?
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, what the devil called?
Jesus, the Son of God. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm being honest tonight. I come to preach the word of God that God gave me on my heart. There's a difference in being of Christ and in Christ.
Amen.
Of the name of being in.
Yeah.
I could open this bottle of water up here. I'm not going to do that. But the Bible said this. Now let's look at this. To get that open, you'll have to break the seal on that lid.
Yeah.
Of this seal.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said that you and I are sealed in Christ.
Amen.
Until when? Day of redemption. Amen. This thing's going to remain sealed till somebody like me pops top on it. I could pop top on it right now.
Turn it upside down. Y'all know where it's going? As low as it can go.
Yeah.
People that don't walk in Christ, you know which direction they're heading.
Yeah.
As low as they can go.
Amen.
Matter of fact, if the jail is open, it's up and starts taking it, gets to everywhere.
Beautiful. I believe Brother Doug said y'all just put this carpet in last week. What kind of mess would it make? What kind of mess would it make right here? You know, it's new carpet. No matter if it's new. What kind of mess would it make right here if I opened it up?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of mess people's got in their lives because they're not in Christ.
Yeah.
They're not sealed until the day of redemption.
They're not there because they're not in Christ. And they still have, brother, they still live in condemnation. Still live to the point that they don't know. They ain't got no peace. They ain't got no joy.
So, maybe Brother Kenneth this other night, I don't know. Maybe somebody at the back like that. I said, this is what being a pastor is.
Everybody think, boy, yeah, boy, boy. But I've had men standing beside their wife in the choir singing.
And give an altar call. And she would come, lean over close.
Now I'm preaching said, well, that's hard preaching. That's the truth. Not pastoring.
You'll find out things you didn't ask for.
Somewhere else in a different time, in a different situation, a different day, done the same thing, give an altar call, and the husband would come and say, my wife is having an affair with somebody else. Huh? Is that being in Christ? Is that of Christ?
I stay home today by myself. Family, but that's good with me. I ain't got no problem with that. And I said, Lord, I said, you know? He said, I know. I know, he said.
God don't, the Lord don't talk to you? He said, I know. And what I was going to tell him, Lord, you know this is not is going to get people excited. Lord, you know people ain't going to shout.
Huh? But we ought to because we're in Him. Thank God that we're in Him. Yeah. Thank God that we're in Him. We're in Him.
We appreciate the good preaching, the good revival the Lord's gave us. We want to end the program this morning with a big thank you, saying that we love you this morning. God loves you. If you don't have a church family, we'd love to invite you to come be with us there at Community. So listen as the McCameys close us out with unspoken requests. May God bless you is our prayer.
The preacher got up and said, stand to your feet. We'll start with a prayer. If you have a need, let it be heard, saints, let it be known. We're all family, and you're not alone. But that's when he saw her in the back of the church. Her silence and sadness cried out the hurt. The kind shepherd knew just what to say. I need to know before we pray. An unspoken request. Does anybody have one here tonight? Did you come with a burden you can't share? A need in your life? Just lift up your hand to the one who can give you rest. Child, have no fear, our God can hear an unspoken request. Well, the preacher whispered as she raised her hand, sweet Holy Spirit, come by her and stand. When her tears started flowing, he had no doubt that in the throne room of heaven, her secret was out. An unspoken request.
Does anybody have one here tonight? Did you come with a burden you can't share? A need in your life.
Just lift up your
hand to the one who can give you rest.
Child, have no fear,
our God can hear
an unspoken request. Child, have no fear,
our God can hear
an unspoken request.
Now, 97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville, Gainesville, and W24.